ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवद्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। टेक्स्ट नंबर 42। श्रीशुक उवाच सयुत्तमापृष्टपुराणकल्पः कुरु प्रधानेन मुनिप्रधानः प्रवृद्धहर्षो भगवत्कथायां संचोदितस्तं प्रहसन्निवाह। श्रीशुक उवाच सयुत्तमापृष्टपुराणकल्पः कुरु प्रधानेन मुनिप्रधानः प्रवृद्धहर्षो भगवत्कथायां संचोदितस्तं प्रहसन्निवाह। श्रीशुक उवाच सयुत्तमापृष्टपुराणकल्पः कुरु प्रधानेन मुनिप्रधानः प्रवृद्धहर्षो भगवत्कथायां संचोदितस्तं प्रहसन्निवाह। Vaishnavis? Shishuka Vuvacha. Shishukadeva Goswami said, Saha, he, Itham, thus, Aprishta, being questioned, Purana Kalpaha, one who knows how to explain the supplements of the Vedas, the Puranas, Kuru Pradhanena, by the chief of the Kurus, Muni Pradhanaha, the chief amongst the sages, Pravriddha, sufficiently enriched, Harshaha, satisfaction, Bhagavat, the personality of Godhead. Kathayam, in the topics of Sanchoditaha, being so infused. Tam, unto Vidura, Prahasan, with smiles. Iva, like that. Aha, replied. So, the Kuru Pradhan is the Vidura, and Muni Pradhan is the Maitreya. So, Kuru Pradhan is asking question to Muni Pradhan. And by hearing the question, the Muni Pradhan is a very highly qualified personality, Maitreya, because Aprishta Purana Kalpaha, he says. He was questioned, Prishta, he was questioned about Purana Kalpaha, the Puranas. And when he was questioned like that, what he did? Pravritta Harsho. He felt great joy. Harsha means satisfaction, joy. Because he's being asked a question about Bhagavad Kathayam. And Prahasan, he was smiling also. So twice it is mentioned, Harsha and Prahasan. So this is the translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, thus the chief of the sages, who was always enthusiastic about describing the topics regarding the personality of Godhead, began to narrate the descriptive explanation of the Puranas. Being so infused by Vidura, he was very much enlivened by speaking on the transcendental activities of the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki, great learned sages like Maitreya Muni are always very enthusiastic about describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Maitreya Muni, being thus invited by Vidura to speak, appeared to be smiling because he actually felt transcendental bliss. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 3rd canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Further Inquiries by Vidura. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuhuvanmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupak Kadamakhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunatanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namavo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Bhavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare It's a very small purport, about 4 lines only. Prabhupada says here, he was very enthusiastic about describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. And also he says he appeared to be smiling because he actually felt transcendental bliss. This is a typical nature of Lord's great devotees that is being explained here. we are sick, somebody has viral fever or something, that is the time we will always be looking for some warmth, kindness, courtesy, a word of love from somebody. At such a time, we like to be private. We don't want to be disturbed by anybody. Even a slamming door can be like a thunderbolt. At that time, if some children are making a little noise, it will appear like as if Pralaya Kala has come. So generally, we become extremely self-conscious in such occasions. We worry too much about ourselves, about getting well soon. But if you see, Bhishma Pitamaha was lying on the arrow bed. He was not only just sickly, he was approaching death. And his body was pierced by arrows from behind. In fact, he was lying on arrow bed. If just one ant pierces, bites us on our leg or hand, all the attention of the body goes to that portion of the body. Isn't it? Like when you are walking on the road, if a thorn just pricks your feet, you can see all attention goes there. But imagine hundreds of arrows piercing our back and we are lying on an arrow bed like that. So in such a situation, how can one not be bodily conscious? How can one not bother about oneself? So Lord Krishna knows the heart of his great devotees. So deliberately he told Yudhishthira Maharaj to go and inquire from Bhishma Pitamaha. So when he inquired, many things he spoke: Raja Dharma, Stri Dharma, Varnashrama Dharma, and Paro Dharma. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj also went on asking questions. When he asked specifically questions about Paro Dharma, Bhishma Pitamaha became very enthusiastic, just like it is said here. Very enthusiastic about describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Kimekam daivatam loke kim vapyekam parayanam stuvantakkam kamarchanta prapna yurmana vashubham ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavatah paramo matah kim japan mucchate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. These are the questions Yudhishthira Maharaj asked to Bhishma. He asked, although there are many different dharmas that you spoke about, tell me one supreme dharma that I can follow. In case the different dharmas are in tussle, which one of the dharmas should I hold on to? Kim ekam daivatam loke kim vapyekam parayanam stuvantakam. Who is one god that I should worship? Kim ekam daivatam loke kim vapyekam parayanam stuvantakam. Whom should I do stuti about? Kam archanta. Whose archana should I do? Prapna yur mana vashubham. And by worshipping whom can I achieve the ultimate auspiciousness? He asked. And then ko dharma sarva dharmanam. Amongst all the different dharmas he spoke about, ko dharma, which dharma? Bhavataha paramo mataha, the supreme. Which is the paramo dharma? Kim japan muchyate jantur. Whose name should I chant? By which all the living beings, janma samsara bandhanat muchyate, they can all become free from all the bhava bandhan, samsara bandhan. Imagine somebody wakes you up from the sleep and asks you, which name should I chant? Will you have any doubt? Will you say Hare Krishna mantra or some other mantra? So how happy you will feel if somebody asks you in a train, sir, can you please tell me some mantra which I can chant in my life? He has directly come to the solution. Isn't it? How happy you will feel. Because first of all, to interest a person in spiritual life is very challenging. But if somebody comes straight to the solution. So he's asking, Kim japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandhana. He's asking. So when Bhishma heard this question, he became very enthusiastic. And he started elaborating. Bhishmo vacha jagat prabhum deva deva manantam purushottamam stuvan nama sahasrena purushas satatottitah tameva charchayan nityam bhaktya purushamavyayam ధ్యాయం స్తువన్న మత్స్యం చ యజమానస్తమేవ చ. సో యు విల్ సీ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఈ ఆన్సర్. జగత్ ప్రభుం ఈజ్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద హోల్ యూనివర్స్. దేవదేవం ఈజ్ ద గాడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ గాడ్స్. జగత్ ప్రభుం దేవదేవం అనంతం. హియర్స్ అన్లిమిటెడ్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్స్. అనంతం పురుషోత్తమం. ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ అస్ పురుషోత్తమ. స్తువన్ నామ సహస్రేణ. ఐ విల్ టెల్ యూ హిస్ 1000 నేమ్స్. అండ్ విత్ దీస్ 1000 నేమ్స్ యూ షుడ్ ప్రొపిషియేట్ హిమ్. స్తువన్ నామ సహస్రేణ పురుష సతత ఉత్థిత. అండ్ తమ్ ఏవ చ అర్చయన్ నిత్యం. సర్టన్లీ యూ షుడ్ ఓన్లీ వర్షిప్ హిమ్. ఇఫ్ యూ వర్షిప్ హిమ్, ఇట్ ఇంక్లూడ్స్ వర్షిప్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఎల్స్. తమ్ ఏవ చ అర్చయన్ నిత్యం భక్త్యా పురుషం అవ్యయం. అండ్ దెన్ ధ్యాయన్, యూ షుడ్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ హిమ్ ఆల్సో. ధ్యాయన్ స్తువన్ నమస్యంశ్చ యజమానస్తమేవ చ. అండ్ దెన్ హీ గోస్ ఆన్ యోగో యోగ విధాన్ని. అండ్ దెన్ హీ టెల్స్ ఆల్ ద ఫర్దర్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. సో వెన్ భీష్మ వాజ్ స్పీకింగ్ లైక్ దిస్, కృష్ణ వాజ్ ఆల్సో ప్రెసెంట్ దేర్ సిట్టింగ్ అండ్ హియరింగ్. యూ కెన్ సీ దిస్ ఇస్ స్పోకన్ బై భీష్మ, హర్డ్ బై కృష్ణ అండ్ ద పాండవర్స్, రిటర్న్ ఆన్ బై వేదవ్యాస్. సో ది సహస్రనామ ఇస్ వెరీ గ్లోరియస్. దర్ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ దేవో నామ సహస్రవాన్. ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇస్ దట్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్స్. దట్స్ ద మీనింగ్. దట్ ఇస్ అనదర్ మీనింగ్ ఆల్సో, దేవ నామ సహస్రవాన్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ద దేవత్వం కమ్స్ ఫర్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ బికాస్ హీ ఈస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ బై అన్లిమిటెడ్ నేమ్స్. నోబడి ఎల్స్ క్యాన్ బి గ్లోరిఫైడ్. ఇఫ్ యు సీ ఈవెన్ ఇంద్ర ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ 1000 నేమ్స్. దెర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ నేమ్స్ గివన్ ఇన్ ద శాస్త్రస్ ఫర్ ఇంద్ర ఆల్సో, ఫర్ శివ ఆల్సో, ఆర్ మెనీ అదర్ దేవతాస్ ఆల్సో. దెన్ హౌ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్స్ 1000 నేమ్స్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ నేమ్స్? బికాస్ లార్డ్స్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ హోలీ నేమ్స్. దే ఆర్ డివైన్ నేమ్స్. దే ఆర్ ఎటర్నల్ నేమ్స్. దే ఆర్ ఇంపెరిషబుల్ నేమ్స్. సో లార్డ్స్ 1 నేమ్ ఇస్ హీస్ నామీ. నామీ మీన్స్ హీఈస్ ద నామ్వాలా. నామ్వాలా మీన్స్ వన్ హూస్ నేమ్ ఇస్ పర్మనెంట్ నేమ్. సో దట్ నేమ్ విచ్ నెవర్ పెరిషస్. జస్ట్ లైక్ ఇన్ చందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్రెడీ మెన్షన్ బ్రహ్మణ్య దేవకి పుత్ర దేవకి అండ్ వసుదేవ్ విల్ బిగాట్ బిగెట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ విల్ కమ్ యాజ్ వాసుదేవ్. ఇస్ దర్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ హూస్ నేమ్ ఇస్ నోన్ బిఫోర్ వి అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్? దట్స్ ఓన్లీ కృష్ణ ఓన్లీ. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ వీఆర్ బాండ్ వీఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ వాట్స్ మై నేమ్. పేరెంట్స్ ఆర్ టెలింగ్ వెయిట్ అ మినిట్, అనదర్ 4-5 డేస్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ అలైవ్ దెన్ వీల్ ఫైండ్ అవుట్ అ నేమ్ ఫర్ యూ. ఇన్ ఇండియా జనరలీ పీపుల్ డోంట్ గివ్ నేమ్స్ ఫర్ ఫస్ట్ 10 డేస్ ఆర్ 15 డేస్ జనరలీ, బికాస్ దే వాంట్ టు సీ ద చైల్డ్ వెరీ స్టేబుల్. న్యూలీ బాండ్ చైల్డ్ ఇస్ వెరీ టెండర్, హీ మే గెట్ సిక్లీ, హీ మే పాస్ అవే. సో దే వాంట్ టు సీ, వన్స్ ద చైల్డ్ ఇస్ స్టేబుల్ దెన్ దే గివ్ అ నేమ్. దే గో టు ద జ్యోతిష్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ షుడ్ బిగిన్ విత్ విచ్ లెటర్. దెన్ దే ఫైండ్ అవుట్ సమ్ 3-4 నేమ్స్ అండ్ దే చూస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్స్. కరెక్ట్ నా? ఓకే, నౌ వాట్ వాజ్ అవర్ నేమ్ టిల్ దట్ డేట్ ఆన్ విచ్ వీ గాట్ ద నేమ్? పీపుల్ మే కాల్ అస్ విత్ సో మెనీ నిక్ నేమ్స్ టిల్ దెన్. So that's not the situation with Krishna. Yes, names already. That's why it's a Devo Nama Sahasravan. It is said. If you see this Purusha Suktam, Sahasra Shersha Purushah Sahasra Aksha Sahasrapat. So it says Sahasra Shershah means he has 1000 heads. సహస్ర అక్ష ఇట్ సేస్, ఇట్ షుడ్ సే ద్విసహస్ర. నో వై ఇట్ సేస్ ఓన్లీ సహస్ర? ఇఫ్ హెడ్స్ ఆర్ 1000, ఐ షుడ్ బి హౌ మెనీ? యా, అండ్ హ్యాండ్ షుడ్ బి హౌ మెనీ? దట్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ బి 2000. కరెక్ట్ నా? ఇస్ రైట్. ఇయర్ షుడ్ బి 2000. ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ సో మెనీ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ హెడ్స్, దే ఆర్ బియాండ్ అవర్ అబిలిటీ టు కౌంట్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్స్ కాల్డ్ అస్ జస్ట్ యూ జస్ట్ సే సహస్ర మీన్స్ థౌజండ్స్, యూ సే లైక్ దాట్. So, not only that, it also has a meaning that Lord's incarnations are thousands. Some are green color, some are red color, some are yellow color. He comes in different colors. He comes in different forms also. And he performs different type of activities. And in each of the pastimes, the Lord, it's said in the Padma Purana, Mad Bhakta Vinodartham Karomi Kriyaha Vividaha, Vividaha Kriyaha, he says. For the joy or pleasure of my devotees, I will appear in this world and I will perform various activities to thrill the hearts of my devotees. Poor fellows, they have left me and come here. and they have the name of preaching, they have to endure so much torture in this world from all kinds of living entities to make them forget all the pangs of the feelings of separation from me. I personally descend in this world. Besides that pang, devotees have no other pangs. Although Kunti Maharani is telling, Bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunar bhava darshanam, that does not mean that Krishna, when we look at you, there will be no more cycle of birth and death. That's not the meaning. Because devotees have no problem with cycle of birth and death at all. That Kulashekara says that, Naham mande tava charanayor dvandva madvandva heto kumbhi pakam gurum apihare narakam napanetum ramya rama mrutanulata nandane napirantum bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavajeyam bhavantam. He's telling, my dear Lord, I'm not praying to you to save me from the kumbhi pak hell. He's telling, you know, when we read about the different type of hells, we may laugh. When we go there, we will cry. Sorry. Yeah. There is one video clip also has come called Hell. Any of you seen it? Any of you saw it? Yeah, it has come. If you have not seen, don't see. You will faint. They made it terrible. But the most amazing thing is some Chinese people have made it. Yeah, because different religions also talk about hell and they match also quite well. Very similar, which goes to show some similarities in religions also. Just as all religions talk about avoiding sin, you know, rendering service to God, loving God, aligning with nature and God, not causing harm to other living beings, you know, acknowledging that we are receiving everything from God. All these things are similar in all religions. Similarly, the hell is also quite similar, if you see description. So, but he says, I'm not afraid of going to hell. Why? Because you are there in my heart. Your glories are with me. So, for a devotee, Tvadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta, as Prahlad said, in the Virya Gayana of the Supreme Lord, a devotee can endure the pinch, endure the pain. There is no other way in this world one will want to tolerate bhave, bhave, hrade bhavane, bhave. And birth after birth, I will appear and you give me birth. Who will ask in this world? Unless somebody has a higher taste, somebody cannot tolerate the you know, pains in this world. So, in this way, when Bhishma Pitama was asked the questions, he glorified the Lord in so many different ways. And we could give many examples like this, how devotees are very enthusiastic about describing the transcendental activities of the Lord. And Shastras are full of examples for this. And for them to describe the transcendental activities, they have to see the activities of the Lord in Samadhi. Otherwise, it's not possible to describe the transcendental activities very enthusiastically. Like, you know, to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam 7 days and 7 nights, and to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam without eating food or water, with sleep or anything like that, which are very vital for the conditioned souls. So it's not very easy. So this is another truth mentioned in the Bhagavatam. We find that when Narada Muni gave instruction to Vyas, he told him, you place yourself in a platform of trance, samadhi, and adopt the mode of Bhakti Yoga. These two conditions he told. Bhakti Yoga means Lord is the master, I am his servant. And I am his eternal servant. On the other hand, you find in this world, one living being tries to boss over another living being. And once he is able to successfully do it, then he want to boss over 2 or 5 or 10 or 20. He want to increase the number of people to boss over. And then as he bosses over and gets some success, then he want to become basanu, basanu, bas. You know, he want to have so many people to boss over. Then he finds another living entity who is doing a similar business. And then these two living entities have competition. He thought that I am the only boss. Now there is one more fellow posing as a boss and he tries to boss over this boss. Then these two bosses have a big fight. And that is why you find in this world, when the living entities, you know, they have cutthroat competition to pass over each other. That causes terrible problem for the devotees, you will find. Like, you know, people are putting some bombs in the train, bomb blasts, isn't it? Just like there was a newspaper article in Varanasi when I had gone for preaching. Sankat Mochan, Hanuman Mandir mein Sankat aa gaya, somebody has placed a bomb there. You know, you find even in Mandir people come for peace. And there they come and put a bomb. You see, people. So you find like this everywhere. So these people are keeping foreigners on hostage and creating such a big havoc in the public, if you see. Imagine if there are 100 people going for a yatra and there is only one mobile chore. How many people suffer? Except him, everybody else. All 99 will suffer. Isn't it? That is how the earth also plays, feels the burden of the people who are opposing Krishna's plan. Then Krishna descends also. Isn't it? So, the Lord descends in his world and performs pastimes. So he said, see those pastimes of the Lord in trance, in a mood of bhakti, not in a mood of a jnani. Jnani looks at the absolute truth and considers himself being one with him, one with absolute truth. You see in the mood of a bhakta, bhakta understands his servitorship. And see all the activities of the Lord in bhakti yoga and then write them down. Then he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vedavyas placed himself in trance, in samadhi, which means the descriptions of the glorification of the Lord can only be spoken in samadhi, otherwise not. Like Shukadeva Goswami was speaking the Agasur Leela, Agasur Vada Leela. So as he completed the pastime, Parishit Maharaj asked a question. Just now, Goswamiji, you said that all the boys went home and told the pastimes of Krishna killing Agasur after 1 year. But you never told me what happened in that 1 year period. Like that, he asked a question. He was very intelligent, very attentive. He didn't say finish off the class quickly. Enough now. He was very attentive to the details. You will find Shukadeva Goswami testing Parikshit several times. In the sixth canto also in the first chapter. He's testing him by giving him karma kand, jnana kand, different things. And then at last he brings him to bhakti yoga. Because he is testing the disciple whether he is settling for something, smaller than bhakti, or he is not ready for anything short of pure devotional service. You see. Similarly, here you will find Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. As soon as he asks the question, immediately in the heart of Shukadeva Goswami, that beautiful sight of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, as a small covered boy with curly locks of hair, wearing a peacock feather, decorated with the vanamala. And surrounded by covered boys carrying the dhyonam, in his dahi bath in his hand with some pickles in between the fingers. Like an innocent child, innocent small boy looking, surrounded by cows and calves. That particular sight, vision of Leela Swaruti came in his mind. And Shukadeva Goswami switched off to the external world. And he completely remained silent. And Parikshit would have wondered, did he ask some wrong question? What happened? I shocked the Goswamiji. And he has become silent. And seeing this, all the other people, they all took the kartal and mridangam and all the baj and everything and started doing kirtan, sankirtan, very loudly. As the sankirtan built up more and more and more loudly, then Shukadeva Goswami came to his external senses. And then he began to speak the pastime of Brahmavi Mohan Leela, which clearly shows that these pastimes are described in trance, in samadhi. So, which means, just like in a television, you switch on a particular channel, then you will see what's going on in that channel. Now, anybody who turns on the TV in that particular channel, they will get to see the same sight. Correct, no? That is the reason when Vedavyas is seeing in trance, in samadhi, what are Krishna's leelas. Now, any of us can also tune into the same station. It's possible. Even after millions of years also. Because Lord's pastimes are amritam. They are imperishable. So we can tune in. That point we will just talk about it. But prior to that, one important point we should know that these pastimes don't have a beginning and an end. That they are finished off. Just like Napoleon Bonaparte or Alexander or Hitler, and these people come and they're with their histories and their names and their activities are wrapped up by the sands of time and they are finished. Maybe they remembered for 100, 200, 300 years, but when the Kali Yuga is finished, Pralaya Kala is over, they are finished. Now, afterwards, they will never be remembered. But that's not the case with the Supreme Lord. His activities from previous Kalpa, from this Kalpa, different Kalpas is written down. in the scriptures, and they are spoken by the sages continuously. So this should be remembered, that Lord's glories are immortal glories, and anybody can access them. Like you see, once when Rupa Goswami Pad was in Vrindavan meditating on a certain leela, you know, Srimati Radharani was decorating herself, surrounded by all the other gopis, and suddenly Shyam Sundar sneaked into that room. Then all the gopis giggled, and he told, shh, all of them, don't laugh. And they all kept silent. And when Radharani finally, after decorating her hair and everything, when she was putting bindi, she was looking at the mirror. And in the mirror she found Shyam behind watching. She felt immediately great shyness. She put the mirror away and closed her face. And all the gopis loudly laughed, including Krishna also. Along with them, Rupa Goswami also laughed. Because he is a Rupa Manjari from the spiritual world. So he also laughed. But then, just then, there was a Vaishnava passing by, limping with his feet. And he misunderstood Rupa Goswami is laughing. He thought he is laughing at him. So he went to the next cottage. Sanatana Goswami was living there. And then he went and told Sanatan that, I don't know why, I thought Rupa Goswami is an exalted personality, but he's ridiculing me, looking at my feet. Sanatan said, impossible. He would never do such a thing. And then Sanatana Goswami sat in trance and meditation and absorbed, and he saw the same pastime happening in the spiritual sky. Then when he narrated this pastime to that Vaishnava, both Sanatana Goswami and that Vaishnava, they both had a long laughter. So then Sanatan asked him, see, now you are laughing, now why will Rupa Goswami not laugh for this pastime? Then the Vaishnava understood. Then he became very morose. Alas, I committed an offense against Rupa Goswami. So he immediately went to his kutir and fell at the feet of Rupa Goswami and sought forgiveness, saying that, this is what I thought. And Rupa Goswami also told him, oh, that's the reason. As soon as I laughed, next moment this leela vanished from my sight. So this gives us a clue. When we commit aparadha, in aparadha, that which takes us far away from Radharani, it's called aparadha. So then we are not able to access the pastimes. Of course, Rupa Goswami, there is no offense at all. But it is a lesson that acharyas have left behind for us. So then Rupa Goswami also offered him obeisances and said, in case you have taken any offense, please forgive me. And the Vaishnava cried out and said, you are inoffensive. It is my misunderstanding that I concocted about you. So he cried also. So they both cried, and then there was no more misunderstanding. But still there were some impressions in the heart due to this turn of events, which caused some kind of little prick in the heart. So they both went to the cottage of Sanatana Goswami, sat and heard Krishna Katha for 4 or 5 hours. Continuously, by which the flood of Krishna Katha, you know, wiped out any traces of impressions that was there in their heart. Just like Vallabhacharya, Sanatana, Vallabhacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealing caused a little bit of strain, which caused some pain to Vaishnavas also and Vallabhacharya also. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lastly told Vallabhacharya, you see, Vallabha, you are a great devotee of Krishna. You cannot write a commentary opposed to the Acharyas like Sridhara Swami. So now if you go back to your home and write a commentary in line with Acharyas, then I'll come to your home for prasadam, he said. And now he was happy, Vallabhacharya, that I have something to do now. He has given me some work. Otherwise, I was feeling like a hamsamadhi bakoyata, you know. I was like a duck going bug, 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 round and round. And they are all like hamsas flying in the sky. And I am feeling like a loner. But now Mahaprabhu has given me something to do. So he went home and wrote a commentary in line with Sridhara Swami and everything. Then he invited Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu did go to his house and took prasad. And why he did that? To wipe out any impression of misunderstanding that might have crept in the relationship. He didn't want to keep that. So in this way, by misunderstandings and wrong perceptions and offenses and sinful activities, we disconnect ourselves from access to the transcendental pastimes. So if one has to get that samadhi to access the spiritual sky, both should be avoided, sins and offenses. They both have to be avoided. Then Lord can flood the heart of the devotee with his transcendental pastimes, which can permeate the heart of the devotee, leading to this prahasanniha, prahasannivaha, he says, you know. That means he appeared to be smiling because he actually felt transcendental bliss. So only when a devotee is feeling transcendental bliss can the devotee narrate the pastime of the Lord in such a effective and enthusiastic way that it will touch the heart of the other people to whom he is describing the pastime. So that is why these pastimes are relayed from heart to heart. They manifest from the heart and they touch the hearts. Just like we say, Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adikavaye Muhyantyat Suraya. That means Parampara is a chain of hearts. You know, begins with Krishna placing the wisdom in the heart of Brahma. Brahma giving it to Narada, Narada giving it to Yas, like that. And you will see each of the gurus in the Guru Parampara, they touch the heart of the disciple and they transform it and they soften it by placing the Lord's pastimes. So, the Lord's pastimes, I told you that they are heard in Samadhi. There is one verse. Evam yavasito buddhya samadhaya manohriti jajapa paramam japyam prag janmani anushikshitam. So this is about Gajendra. It is said that he kept himself in samadhi, which means one-pointed attention on the Supreme Lord. With his buddhi and everything aligned in the Lord completely. At that time, with a faltering voice, breaking through the material coverings of his gross and subtle body, he broke through those coverings and directly from his heart, he spoke out to the Supreme Lord. He looked up at the sky and he called out. He took out a lotus flower from the pond and offered it as Lord Vishnu was coming in the sky on the back of Garuda. Till he saw Lord Vishnu, he was not aware of his name. Actually, when I heard this pastime in Tamil, in South India, many years ago, so this pastime, the Swamiji was telling, one of the Vaishnavas was speaking, Adi Moolame, he said, oh, the origin of everything, Anitrikam Aparpata Parampurale, means the supreme, sublime, capital T truth, which is beyond all other truths. Please, come, like that he called. And all the demigods are hovering in the sky. And they felt a little offended. What is this? So many small T truths are there. We are all available here. You know, he is not taking shelter of any of us. And he is directly calling the Supreme Lord. If he doesn't know the name, why not call our name? So that is why when Supreme Lord came, they felt a little shy. That Lord has come and we thought something bad about Lord. We felt some envy. So they also sought forgiveness from the Lord. You know. So in this way, when Gajendra called, when Lord appeared in the sky, Gajendra offered the lotus from the pond, which represents his heart. So he offered his own heart in the form of a flower, and then he called out, Narayana, Akhila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste, he said, oh Lord Narayana, the name came to his heart now. He could remember the Lord's name. But then before that verse, you will find many, many more prayers were revealed in his heart. Such wonderful prayers. And because he was in Samadhi, all those prayers were revealed in his heart. You will see. So in this way, if one cannot focus mind and heart in the Supreme Lord, then as Prabhupada says elsewhere in one of the purports, one should not do parrot-like repetition, he says that. What is parrot-like repetition? See, there are two different purports of Prabhupada. One purport talks about realization, that one should align with acharyas, one should not override the previous acharyas, one should repeat in Guru Parampara, at the same time keep the matter very interesting and all that he says. But in another purport, Prabhupada says that one should repeat the message in the Parampara, but repetition should not be parrot-like, he says. When it is parrot-like, parrot-like actually means like a parrot can be trained to chant Hare Krishna. But then if somebody catches the throat of the parrot, he is not going to say Hare Krishna. What he will say? Can, 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 he will make sounds. Isn't it? So, at the time of death, at the crucial moment, if one has to describe the glories of Krishna and call out his holy names, then one has to practice the samadhi even while alive. even while living. Like Vishwamitama at the time of death could focus on Krishna completely and glorify Krishna also very nicely. Similarly, here also it is said he was describing the transcendental activities of the Lord very enthusiastically. Now, I was telling about Samadhi. You will find that when Lord Narsingha appeared, there is one beautiful verse in the Narsingha Leela. Svapadamole patitam tabarbhakam vilokya deva kripaya paripluta uttapya tachishniya dadat karambujam kalaki vitrastakritam diyam kritabhayam. He's telling svapadamole patitam tam arbhakam, that small child who fell at the feet of Lord Narsimha and touched Lord Narsimha's feet. Lord Narsimha immediately looked at the child. Vilokya deva. Vilokya deva means he looked at the child and immediately lifted up the child. And uttapya tat shirshni adadat kara ambujam. He kept his lotus hands on the head of Prahalada. At that time, Prahalada completely became purified of any possible contamination that could have arisen because of his kulam, which is Ugrajati, in which he was born. Or because of association with the demoniac living beings, you know, who might have, planted some atheism in his heart. Whatever possible bad association might have happened, everything, all contaminations were wiped out when the Lord kept the hand on the head of Prahlad. And also, at that time, moment, it is said, Prahlad completely realized his relationship with the Lord as master and servant. Lord is my master and I am his servant. That relationship very deeply entered his heart, the dasatvam. So it is called dasya sukham. So the joy of servitorship, that got awakened in the heart of Prahlad. And he developed a greed to become an eternal servant of the Lord and engage in his service. That type of desire awakened in his heart. So that is why it is said that in this case also, and in the case of Dhruva also, what did, now after the Lord kept the hand in Prahlad's head, subsequently you find Prahlad starts offering wonderful prayers. Because he has entered in trance. In Samadhi, one can offer prayer after prayer after prayer. Such amazing prayers which will be recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam called as Uttama Shloka. See, the meaning of the word Uttama Shloka, Uttama means the Supreme Lord. Uttama. Beyond darkness, the Lord who exists, Purushottama, who exists beyond darkness. And Uttama Shloka means choice poetry used for glorifying him. That's called Uttama Shloka. And where does this choice poetry come from? Lord evokes it from the heart of his devotees by attracting their hearts. That is the Uttama Shloka. Lord actually brings out from the mouths and hearts of the great devotees. So, and then it is recorded in the scriptures for all time to come, for other living beings to refer and benefit from it. That's called Uttama Shloka. So, and the Uttama Shloka cannot come unless the devotee's heart has softened. Just like sometimes in cinemas you find your hero or heroine, they fall in love with the other party and then they sing a duet song. Some songs come out of their mouth. Correct, no? This is a perverted reflection of Uttama Shloka. Correct, huh? So sometimes people write poems, no? Sometimes people, nowadays they write is Adhanik Kavita. They look at the sky, they say, oh, Chandrama, oh, stars, so many rowdy stars are winking at you. And so how they write these poems when they want to write a man-woman poem and all? Because they are beautifully conducted by three modes. Yeah, they are nourished by three modes and they get that impetus for writing such poetry. Similarly, the Lord conducts the devotees with Hladini potency, Prahalad. Hlad. He is experiencing the ecstasy in service to the Supreme Lord. And then Uttama Shloka comes out of their mouth. Similarly, Dhruva also. When Dhruva, when the Lord saw Dhruva's tongue was touching the palate, like that, and then he fell on the ground, you know, touching the Lord's feet. And he felt like he is kissing the Lord's feet, he's embracing the Lord's feet, and he was, you know, showering torrents of tears continuously. On one hand, appreciating his beautiful darshan. On the other hand, lamenting, what a fool I was. It's like, going to some richest man of the world like Bill Gates and asking for some 10 paisa, you know. What a foolish thing did I do. So, regretting and lamenting for his misconduct in asking something petty. And at the same time, adoring the Lord's beautiful form and his qualities. So, Dhruva Maharaj was falling at the feet of Lord Vishnu. And when he stood up, he wanted to say something, but he couldn't speak. And Lord Vishnu was smiling. And he's a small five-year-old boy, not so learned to speak some eloquent Sanskrit poetry. So Lord took his shank, which is, you know, all auspiciousness. So Lord has a shank and a padma for his devotees. And he has a chakra and gada for the demons. So for his respective weapons and the things for... So Lord took the shank and kept it on the head of Dhruva. Lord was thinking, of course I can blow the shank and produce auspiciousness. Better than that is to touch Dhruva's head and make something wonderful for Dhruva to speak out. Let him glorify. So Lord made him speak by touching his head with his shank. And Dhruva became energized spiritually. And completely all his material component vanished. Material designations and sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. In that stage, Dhruva started glorifying the Lord, offering Uttama Shlok poetry like this. So these are all examples of Samadhi. Now, these are written in Samadhi long before, but I told you about the Amritatva. Correct, no? Amritatva means what? Even though they are written long ago, anybody can enter the spirit of Bhagavatam. And one can feel that. Yudhishthira Maharaj is sitting next to me. You can feel like that. Prahlad is right here. That Narasimha is right here. One can feel that when one studying Bhagavatam. That depends on the depth of one's faith with which one hears the pastimes. Shraddhan vita anushunuyad. Atavarana yedyaha, it is said. They should be heard with faith. They should be spoken with faith. And one should give one's heart to the transcendental narrations. Then one can enter into the spirit of these pastimes. So, you will find when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is one particular pastime of Mahaprabhu which is very dear to my heart because it happened very close to my native place. This happened just an hour from my native place is a place called Southern Mathura. They call it as Madurai, they call. So in Madurai, there is a Meenakshi temple also. So Mahaprabhu went to Madurai also. So there one pastime happened. There was one Ramdas Vipra, one Brahmana, in whose home Mahaprabhu had gone to take prasad as he would go from one Brahmana's home to another. So when he had gone there, Mahaprabhu was wondering, he brought all the ingredients for cooking, but nothing was started till noon. So Mahaprabhu called the Brahmana and asked, what has happened? Nothing seems to be ready. The Brahmana said, please wait a minute, Lakshmana has gone to bring some fruits and roots and vegetables from the jungle. And then once he assembles everything, then Sita will cook and then the bhoga will be ready. He said, and Mahaprabhu was deeply appreciative of his mode of worship. It is mentioned there. His mode of worship was like Raganuga. He was so much into Sita, Ram, Lakshman pastimes that he actually felt like that. He was not joking. Then he started cooking and by about 3 o'clock or so, the prasad was ready. And he served Mahaprabhu. But then he didn't eat it personally himself. And he appeared to be very morose. And Mahaprabhu asked him, why do you seem to be so morose? He said, I am trying to end my life by entering fire or drowning in water. But I am still not able to end my life. Although my heart is burning like fire, he said. Mahaprabhu asked, why are you feeling like this? He said, I have been studying Ramayana. In this particular section, it is mentioned that Sita was stolen away by Ravana. How can the mother of the whole universe be stolen by Ravana like this? This is so painful to my heart. I want to end my life, the Brahmana said. And Mahaprabhu understood the heart of this Brahmana was a Vaishnava heart. Mahaprabhu told them, my dear Brahmana, Sita is transcendental. Anybody who looks at her with a materialistic vision will only get a shadow of the Sita. He can certainly not be, he won't be able to touch Sita. In fact, the impersonalists are not allowed to do archa, vigraha, aradhana, or even archa, vigraha, seva also, dress addressing the deities and all, because they are impersonalists and they are offensive to the personality of God. So they are only allowed to worship the Virat Purusha. Whereas the Vaishnavas are allowed to touch the bodies of Radha Krishna, because they should see them as transcendental personalities. That's why we do the Bhuta Shuddhi prayers before we go inside. We have to keep our, you know, just like you go to a temple, it's written outside, you know, please keep your shoes here. Then you go inside. The shoe is the lowest part of the body and it touches the stool and urine on the road. You should leave it behind. Similarly, our grass and subtle bodies are like that only. The grass and subtle bodies have to be purified, and we have to go with our transcendental spiritual body into the deity room, and then we dress the deities of the Lord and all that. So, when Lord Chaitanya told, then the Brahmana became little pacified and ate little prasad. And then Mahaprabhu, when he went to Setubandha, there in one temple he heard the katha spoken from the Kurma Purana by some Brahmanas, and exactly the same section they were speaking. How Vahu went with Ravana was Maya Sita, and that's why the Agni Pariksha was done and all that. And with their permission, Mahaprabhu took the Kurma Purana and made one copy and gave the copy to them. An original copy he took it to show to Brahmana. Here are the original leaves of Kurma Purana. So, in this way, the Brahmana actually existed 500 years ago, but because of the Amritatva principle of the pastimes, he could enter into the pastimes so deeply, you see. Prabhupada says, you know, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra, but if we adopt the spirit of Arjuna, we can also enter into the pastimes. And our hearing Bhagavad Gita is like directly hearing from Krishna. There is no difference at all. The Prabhupada says that. Just like it is said that Parikshit Maharaj, when he was traveling from place to place, he saw that people, when they were glorifying Parikshit's forefathers like Yudhishthira and Arjuna and all, how Krishna served them as a Virasana or a Dut, Shanti Dut, or bowing down to Yudhishthira. So he was immediately remembering how Lord Krishna behaved with my grandfathers, with my forefathers, and immediately he felt a transcendental bliss by remembering that. He felt a deep joy, which means these pastimes are Amrita, because anybody in any part of the world, even after millions of years, hear these pastimes. The pastimes are reenacted in the heart of the devotee. So, in summary, I spoke about three things. One is about the Uttama Shloka pastimes are spoken only in the platform of Samadhi. So first I spoke about Uttama Shloka, choice poetry spoken by Prahlad, choice poetry spoken by Dhruva or Gajendra. Those are all choice poetry. Then we were talking about the Samadhi. Samadhi becomes inaccessible due to aparadha or sins and other things. But if we lead a pure life of devotional service with a focused devotional service and the chanting of the holy name, hearing of the pastimes, gradually Lord will awaken it in our heart. Actually, he only has to awaken it, because bhakti is never achieved, it is said. Bhakti is only awarded. So we have to wait for the bhakti to be awarded to us. And that type of samadhi was experienced in the case of Vyasadeva also. In samadhi only he saw the pastimes. Rupa Goswami saw the pastimes in samadhi also. And then I told about the Amritatva, the principle of immortality in Lord's pastimes. And that is a great boon. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti avikshnashah smaranti nandanti. She says that. The word uparamam is used in Bhagavatam many places. Uparamam means the raging mind conducted by the rajoguna and tamoguna can be pacified when one awakens the Amritatva principle of the Lord's pastimes enacted in the heart of a devotee. When those pastimes are enacted, the devotee becomes a nivritta guna vritti. Nivritta guna vritti means he goes beyond the three modes. And in the stage beyond the three modes, the rajas and tamas become appeased. They become completely calm. So these three things I spoke. So the easy acronym you can remember is USA. USA everybody remembers. Uttama Shlok, Samadhi and Amritatva. Srila Prabhupada ki, Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.